And it's a minute before 7, and it's time for Arnoldo el Supremo.
Well, welcome everybody. This is Arnoldo, your host of Tommy's Holiday Camp. Yet another wonderful week. Spring is sprunging. And, or has it? Is that the past, future, or will be? I don't know. Sprang, that's it. Spring. Yeah, I always get it wrong. It's always summer by the time I get it right. So thank you very much, Miss Laura, for your wonderful living room show. It was great, and I went down to the Occidental Market, the first one, down at the Y Community Center today, and it was lovely. Lots of people milling around, buying lots of fresh produce. So we are very fortunate to have such wonderful things in our community. So, yes, this is Cows Radio, and we're coming to you from tantalizing downtown Occidental. And I hope you're all having a good Friday evening and a great weekend. The weather, I think it's cooling off a little bit, but it will still be very, very pleasant compared to most places in this world. I've got a very, very special guest in the studios today, and that is Kate Price. And she will be playing... Hello, Kate.
Hi, Arnold.
I say hello. And Kate will be singing and playing the hammer dulcimer.
As well as another instrument.
Ah, which will be revealed later.
Yes, the mystery instrument. Ooh.
And also Jeff Martin will be very kindly backing you up with various string instruments. I saw a huge double bass there.
Yep.
Amongst other stringed things.
Yep.
So, okay, so we'll let's just give you the who we are and where we are and all those sort of things. It's Cows Radio, and we're on 107.3 FM and www.kows.fm. And, oh, you know, lots of things are going around in the in this area, and just want to let one of our other programmers jump in here, because tonight there is a show that he wants to let everyone know about from one of our wonderful sponsors and underwriters.
Hi, this is Robert, and Highland Dell over there in Monterio, I'm sure you all know where it is by now, over there on the river, is having a big show tonight starring Kim Wilson of the Fabulous Thunderbirds, and also the opening act is the Rhythm Drivers with Brad Wilson, also a harmonica player, and Kim's brother. So there's going to be a lot of blues there tonight, and the bass player will be Larry the Mole Taylor, an original Canned Heat member from Woodstock and those days back then. So they have made a special offer to us. The first 6 people who show up and mention Cows Radio Station at the door will get either of their choice the latest CD by the Kim Wilson's band, signed by every member of the band, or a poster autographed by all members. And also Larry Taylor will be signing any Woodstock memorabilia you bring down there. So actually the show's starting about now. Sorry, Arnold, I don't want to drag people away from the show. But probably if you planned on going anyway, just say Cows at the door and they'll put you back in the corral outside in the back. And you'll get a CD or a poster. Thank you very much.
That's great. And it's wonderful that we have some incredible musicians who come through the area, as well as those who live here. We are so fortunate. And, of course, one of those is Kate Price.
No, thank you. You're too kind.
So, well, Kate, let's just do a little background before we jump into some music.
The background check.
Yeah, kind of who are you and where did you come from?
I mean, still working on that first question.
Yeah. But in terms of, what's got you started in music and from an early age, I assume?
Yeah, I grew up in Santa Barbara, and when I was pretty young, my mother took me to a folk dance festival, and I discovered Bulgarian music and Turkish, and I fell very deeply in love with the music of the Balkans, and did that for several years. Of course, before before that happened, I used to sing backup for my sisters because my sisters were both older and they played guitar. So they allowed me, the little little punk that I was, to sing backup for them. And that's where I kind of learned how to sing that and show tunes that my mother was always singing in the kitchen.
Oh, so from Balkan singing to
show tunes. Yeah, Balkan to Broadway. There you go.
I like it.
I could do an album like that.
It hasn't been done yet, I don't think.
You know, and perhaps there's a reason that it hasn't been done. So anyway, yeah, I grew up dancing in the Santa Barbara community, and then when I was in my early 20s, I had the good fortune of meeting some great Irish musicians and getting turned on to Irish music, and discovered there's a really great little music store in Santa Barbara called Folkmote Music, and it's run by two women, and I stumbled in there one day on my way home from work and saw my first hammered dulcimer and fell madly, deeply, passionately in love with it.
Even before you'd played it, you just saw it?
Somebody was playing it when I was walking past and the door was open, you know, because Santa Barbara, you can have the door open. The weather's so good. But anyway, I was walking past and I heard this just extraordinary music coming out. And so I backed up and went back, went in and was like, what's that?
And can you do a quick flourish on it just so everyone knows what it is?
A quick flourish.
All right.
What it is basically the folk... the soundboard of a piano without the keys, basically. So it is the predecessor. It came originally from Iran and worked its way through Western Europe during the Crusades, survived in this particular form up in the British Isles, and then it jumped the Atlantic Ocean and came over to America, and it's very popular in Appalachian music, like the other instrument which shares its name, which has a very different lineage, mountain dulcimers.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah, and then I guess I started my recording career in 1984, and here it is, all those years later, feeling really old now.
You've made a number of CDs, and
It's been a long, circuitous path, but I now have my own little label, and I do mean little, called Luniverse Music. We're centered here in Sonoma County, and it's basically a one-artist label. I was on Higher Octave, and I was on Virgin, and I was on, you know, so I have sort of at least enough recognition out in the international marketplace that I can at least have distribution.
Right.
So,
That's the number one thing.
Yeah, it really is. So,
great.
So I was thinking we would start with, something. I just brought Jeff. Jeff Martin just set up, and Jeff is the wonderful owner of Studio E, which is a recording studio and venue and in rural Sebastopol. We just did a show there last weekend, and Jeff and I are having a lot of fun playing music together, so he tagged along today. He's got his stand-up bass and his 12-string. And so I was thinking we might start with Kate Counts Eight. You want to jump into that right off the bat? So give it a shot. So this is a piece that I composed a number of years ago while sitting in traffic, and it's in a number of different time signatures, and we hope you like it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
good.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
And that was Kate Takes Eight?
Kate Counts Eight.
Oh, Counts Eight.
Yeah.
Okay. So, now, one of the, when did you compose that?
Probably in the late 90s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that on one of your CDs?
It is. That's on The Isle of Dreaming.
Oh, okay. I've got it right here.
Yeah.
Now, another thing, looking at your bio, not just a musician, you are also a choreographer and dancer.
Yes, not so active in that anymore, but yeah. I studied, well, after I grew up loving Balkan dance, I got into modern and ballet and jazz and African. And you name it, if it wiggles, I do it. Yeah, did some choreography in the Santa Barbara dance community, but it was a long time ago.
Mm, okay. But I imagine it's all part of the whole, the creative whole.
Part of the gestalt of my creative exploration, yeah, certainly.
Exactly, and what moved you through? Well, you went, you met some Irish people and musicians, and you got interested in Celtic music, and then you moved into more of a Celtic world music. How was that?
I had been doing almost exclusively traditional Celtic music, and then I had a really bad car accident, and it was in those milliseconds before impact that I realized that I had to start writing my own stuff. So that was in 1992, somewhere in 1992, and then so in 1993, by 1993 I had written an album worth of my own material and released it on my own label, and that was called The Time Between. The title doesn't, I think probably the best way to explain the title is that it was those milliseconds before impact that made me realize that I needed to stop doing traditional stuff and start writing my own.
Mm, it became big, that those milliseconds loomed large,
yeah, it's
basically.
It was about a 90 mile an hour head on kind of, my Volvo gave its life for mine, and it's, in those milliseconds before impact it was like, oh no, I can't go yet, I haven't written enough music. So now I write music.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, I also do traditional stuff, so we're going to do some traditional stuff for you here a little bit later.
Oh, excellent. And now you were also going to tell us about what a hummel is.
Oh, yes. Well, let's wait till I have the hummel set up.
Because,
the studio is kind of small, and so let's do a couple more Hammer Dulcimer pieces. Or maybe you want to play something off of one of the recordings, and then Jeff and I can figure out what we're going to do next.
Okay, I'll put on Labyrinth.
Oh, okay. Actually, I have a better suggestion. how is that the album that's queued up?
I've got Witch's Wood.
Witch's Wood.
On as well.
How about queuing up track 3 from Witch's Wood, from Deep Heart's Core, the Sonatina Montenegro.
Okay.
This speaks into some of my Balkan roots.
Oh,
Yes, Sonatina Montenegro.
Yes, written for one of my dance teachers when I was, well, I wrote it much later, but in his memory, he was a Montenegrin villager.
Mm. Beautiful. So yeah, something else that which is happening in our wonderful West County area. Everyone knows Studio E in Sebastopol. Well, they have a wonderful concert tomorrow night, and it's Kenny White is going to be on, and doors open 7:30, and the concert is at 8, so come join us to celebrate the release of Kenny's new CD, Comfort in the Static. Hey, that's perfect for the radio. So everything about Kenny White is playing piano and guitar, songwriting, singing, stage presence, humor, etc. is quite remarkable. It's no wonder that Cheryl Wheeler would take him on tour with her, not only opening her shows, but accompanying her. So this will be their fifth time hosting Kenny, and for very good reasons. So you can get tickets at the Last Record Store, and you can also call, let's see, 707-542-7143, or email musicfan@sonic.net. So everyone, go and see a great concert tomorrow night at Studio E in Sebastopol. Oh, excuse me, yeah. Got a little echo going on here, unplanned for, so that is now gone. So back in town, this is Cal's Radio, 107.3 FM, coming to you from... In fact, here they are.
There they are.
Oh, dear.
I think Jeff's cows are bigger than your cows.
Oh, dear.
Okay, so we're going to do something pretty and English for you.
Oh, lovely.
This is from... In English music and in English literature, English history, there is a long and rich tradition of music that was written in and about an insane asylum called Bedlam. And so this is part of the Bedlam material, and it's... If you listen closely to the lyrics, all of the lyrics are, they're sort of upside down. They're opposite of what you would expect them to be. Like, for example, if you were to mount a horse, you would mount from stirrup to saddle. But in this lyric, you mount from saddle to stirrup. If you were, you would drink an ale to drive the dust away. Here you, you know, anyway, it's, you have to listen carefully. It's called Nottingham Town.
Oh, yes. Fairport Convention did that.
Did they? Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to get my microphone over here a little better.
In Nottingham Town, in Nottingham Town, not a soul would look up, not a soul would look down. Not a soul would look up, not a soul would look down, to show me my way to fair Nottingham Town. I bought me a horse, 'twas called a grey mare, grey mane and grey tail and green stripe down her back. Grey mane and grey tail and green stripe down her back, and there weren't a hair on her that were not called black. She stood so still, threw me to the dirt. She tarried my hide and she boozed my shirt. From saddle to stirrup I mounted again, and on my ten toes I ran over the plain. And when I got there, no one could I see. They all stood around just as to drive gladness away, to stifle the dust, for it rained the whole day. And the king and the queen and the company more come a-riding behind and a-walking before. Come a stark naked drummer boy beating his drum, with his heels in his bosom come marching along. Down on the town, in Nottingham town. Not a soul would look up, not a soul would look down. Not a soul would look up, not a soul would look down. To show me my way to fair Nottingham town.
Oh, lovely. Nottingham Town by Kate Price with Jeff Martin on the double bass with the bow. I love the double bass. So, one thing I also notice is you have written a film.
I have
a soundtrack.
Oh.
I understand.
I worked on a soundtrack.
Yeah.
That unfortunately the film never made it out.
Oh no.
No, it hasn't come out yet. They say it's going to come out this year, but you know they've been saying that for a couple of years.
Oh really? Lost in the.
Lost in the. Who knows? In the Hollywood morass. But it's a really cool film, and the soundtrack was written by Peter Kater, who is an amazing composer, and it was an incredible opportunity to work with him. So I did the vocals over. It's an animated film, and I sing the part of the spirit wind.
The spirit wind?
The spirit wind is it's a Native American story about a boy who is selected to become the next guardian of the portal between the worlds. And in order for him to learn the chant that unlocks the portal, he is swept up into the spirit wind, and she teaches him the chant while she's holding him in her spirited arms. It's very beautiful. The soundtrack was gorgeous. I had an amazing time doing it.
Where, did you go down to LA for that?
Yeah, we did it in Peter's home studio down in Orange County.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't mind doing, well, you do other people's music all the time, I suppose. You like doing your own, but you throw in...
I'll do anything if I like it,
yep.
You know. but working with Peter was particularly unique because he didn't write a vocal part for me. He called my friend Kenny Loggins and he said, Kenny, I need somebody with a voice like this. And Kenny said, oh, call Kate. And so I flew down and he had written all the music around the part and as sort of the pad for the vocal, and he had just sort of a schematic idea of what he wanted the vocal to be. So he would roll, the film was pretty much complete by then, and he would roll the film, and I would just start improvising. I would watch the images and just start improvising, and then he would say, yeah, okay, let's develop that, you know, so he would back it up, and we would work on clarifying a vocal line, and then maybe writing a harmony or two to it. So it was very creative, and I was just in pig heaven for days. I was like, I want to do more.
So when it comes out, then people will know. And maybe
when it comes out, if it comes out, I will be sending out notices all over the county, you know, throwing parties and, you know, come see my movie. It finally made it out. It's a lovely, it's called The Legend of Secret Pass.
Okay. We'll watch out for it.
And it's got some pretty heavy hitter voices in it. Graham Greene, as the grandfather, and some other people whose names I should be able to recollect, but right now I can't. So I was going to do a short solo piece for you, and then maybe switch. Oh, we were going to do Temple. Let's do Temple. No, you've got your... Jess got his 12th string. Let's do Temple.
Okay.
Okay, so Temple of the Wind is a piece that I wrote while on vacation in the Yucatan. And I crawled up inside one of the Mayan ruins, and it was called the Temple of the Wind, and this is what I heard.
Okay.
Thank you.
Jeff, that was great. It's so much fun to play with the bass. Oh,
yeah, really, that contrast is just so lovely.
Yeah, because I'm so treble on this thing. It's so much treble. And yeah.
It leavens.
I'm so much treble. Oh, I'm never going to live that one down. Okay, so why don't you go ahead, while we switch instruments, why don't we listen to...
Yes, do you want to something on the Isle of Dreaming? Or would
you
like to...
Yeah, let's listen to the title track of the Isle of Dreaming, track one.
Okay.
One of my personal favorites.
All right. Price in the title track of The Island of Dreaming. Sorry.
Isle of Dreaming.
And that was your discography? What is the from earliest to the most recent?
Okay, so what you just heard is off of, well, it's not very recent, but it's the, how do I explain this? Okay, so I just released a retrospective recording, so that's technically the latest release. However, it's a retrospective, so it's the oldest material. And so that's called Songs from the Witch's Wood. The title refers to the place in Black Point Forest where I used to play at the Renaissance Fair back in the Witch's Wood.
Yes.
And then Deep Heart's Core was the album that followed that. And that's the one that has the Sonatina Montenegro on it. And then The Isle of Dreaming is the most recent original compositions.
Okay. And you are working on something new, I understand?
Well, I'm always working on something. I've digressed considerably from the Celtic world that I grew up in. The next thing that I want to do, well, there are two things on the table right now. One is sort of a trans-ambient album of Balinese gender, which is one of the gamelan instruments. Balinese gender with counterpoint hammer dulcimer melodies and vocalese over the top. Some very, very moody and etheric. And then for years and years and years, I've wanted to do an album of Canadian songwriters, a tribute to Canadian songwriters. I know Katie Lang did it, but mine will be better. And actually, I had this idea long before she did. So we're going to be working on that. Looks like Jeff's going to help me with find that too.
Is that all types of, you know, like Leonard Cohen, Neil Young, folk genre?
Well, certainly it'll have the you know, the who's who, what Canadian tribute album would be, you know, I mean, you can't leave Joni Mitchell off, you can't leave.
Yeah.
But I'm going to include a few people that maybe the American public isn't as familiar with, you know, Daniel Lanois and the McGarrigle Sisters, and there's a really sweet Jesse Winchester song that I just learned that maybe I'll do that here, I don't know. But next we wanted to do, this is another, it's a poem that I set to music. It's W.B. Yeats, The Stolen Child, and it's about a child who's lured away by the fairies, which is probably why we're all out in Occidental here.
Drop their tears. Come away, O human child to the waters and the wild, with a fairy hand in hand, from a world more full of weeping than you can understand.
Microphones. That's called The Stolen Child, and that is on Songs from the Witch's Wood.
Which is available from your website?
It's available from my website. It's also available at Incredible Records downtown. And my website is katepryce.com.
Well, that's easy.
It's kind of hard to misspell that one. Price like price tag, which I hated growing up, let me tell you. Jeff, what do you want to do?
That's a wealth of material here that just comes to come.
We could either do Calling Me Home or we could do Restroom Fair.
It's up to you. I gotta be fine with either.
Let's do Restroom Fair.
Okay. Let me just give an ID for us before we go up to just about 5 minutes to eight. You're listening to Cows Radio 107.3 FM, coming to you from Pulchritudinous, downtown Occidental. Hope you're all enjoying this wonderful live concert with Kate Price and Jeff Martin. And the phone number in the studio is 874-1073. We've had, Tom called in from Santa Rosa. He's listening in on his iPhone, and it's coming in streaming very, very well. And if you're listening on the internet tubings, you can go to www.kows.fm, and you can listen to us anytime, anywhere on your computers. This is Arnaldo, your host of Tommy's Holiday Camp, every Friday night from 7 to 9pm. Now, just something else that Jeff has just handed to me. Very interesting concert coming up on June the 22nd at Studio E. And it's with Andy Irvine from Planxity. And and why he's coming, but also not only, but also Kate Price and Jeff Martin will be opening for him.
Yes.
So you'll be have a chance, and that's June the 22nd. So put that in your book, and you can call Jeff at 823-5316. That's 823-5316. Or go on the internet tubings, Jeff M5. That's J-E-F-F. M5 at sonic.net. So listen to your local music and your local community radio stations. So you've got something else lined up?
Yeah, we're going to do another piece from Songs from the Witch's Wood. This one is called Rathdrum Fair. This was written by Mick Fitzgerald. He's a fabulous songwriter from the UK. Danny Carnahan and Chris Caswell Carnahan made it popular, recorded it years ago, which is where I discovered it. And it's having worked the Renaissance Fair for so many years, this is such a vivid tale of what it's like to come and go in a day, the day to day at the fair.
Yeah.
I think I have a.
Those hot days at the fair.
Indeed. Okay.
Breath of spring, the mist from the grassy lands rising. I said to my grey mare and set out on the road where the green hills the sun was caressing. Saw the nest of the blackbird as she took to the air, setting off in the direction of Rathdrum Fair. I come with the dawn, bringing silver to buy, hoping wits and good fortune would aid me. I rode with the sun, took my feet to an inn, where the talk was of livestock and memories, where old tales were traded for new ones in turn, where the pipes did lament into the day, where the faces were old, but the eyes, they were good. They knew the money in your pocket, and they'd have it if they could. Where the clowns and the street sellers wandered around, where the fiddler was lost in the noise of the crowd. And when business is done, you'll adjourn for a dram, and drink maybe well into the day, but when twilight draws near, you will drink your last beer and set up your goods to take away, and the old mare will fumble and bite at the wind as you sleep in your saddle with your collar turned in. And the year will grow old when the traders have gone, and the blackbird will follow the heat of the sun.
Thank you.
Oh, delightful.
So I never got to tell you about this instrument. You asked me that and I put it off.
Now you're going to have to.
And now I'm going to have to answer for it. The Hummel looks, it's kind of like a mountain dulcimer on steroids. It's it's the predecessor of a mountain dulcimer, came out of Scandinavia, especially Sweden, but also Norway. There was a version. It was called a langelek or a hummel, and back in the 14th century, and carried across the Atlantic with the Swedish settlers, morphed into what we now know as a lap dulcimer or an Appalachian dulcimer. But it's got drone strings in addition to the fretted strings, and it's got a much bigger body. For those of you who can't see it on your radio, it's got a much bigger body and a much more robust sound.
I've got my far glass. Do you have anything on your fingers, or are you just using your
just a pick?
Okay.
Yeah, just finger picking. I was going to suggest that you play something from The Isle of Dreaming, track 9, Beloved. I wrote this while walking in the woods of Marin.
Mike Price. And what were you playing?
That piece was called Beloved, and Chris Caswell was on that, famous Sonoma County musician, playing penny whistles and Irish whistle. So I'm going to do one more piece for you here, and then Jeff and I are going to pack it up and move on into the evening. But thank you so much for having us. This piece is called Winter's Will, and it was written back when I was living in Santa Barbara. At least the opening was written in Santa Barbara, when the first rain of the winter is just sort of a sacred event, and I was feeling how happy the planet was to be moist.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very, very much, Kate Price and Jeff Martin. Oh, Jeff, you wanted to do a shout-out,
oh,
I believe.
No, I just wanted to say thanks. Thanks to all of you out there listening to Kaus Radio and supporting the local music scene here, which is very vibrant. And I just want to say hello to my mother and father. Have a nice evening. Take care. Bye-bye.
There we go. Mum and Dad have got to be given a shout-out. Yes. Ah, Jeff Martin, the pie maker, father.
Makes the pie.
Oh, okay. What is his specialty?
He's really good with the pecan pie.
Oh my! Ah, the sweet stuff he likes.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, the lemon meringue pie.
Ooh, stop it! I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, he serves it to everybody at the time.
Oh, so if you go to Studio E tomorrow and see Kenny White, you get some delicious, delicious homemade desserts from Jeff's father. That can't be bad. So another, even, I mean, apart from the music, if you just want to go and eat, you can go and eat there at Studio E. And that's tomorrow. You can give Studio E the number of call at 542-7143 if you want to go to the show tomorrow. And that's at Studio E. And you can go to, let's see, musicfan@sonic.net. And, yes, you can go to see an incredible show. Kenny White, I understand he is quite a virtuoso. Piano and guitar, songwriting, singing, and has got an interesting stage presence. So that is always good. So thank you very much again, Kate Price, for coming on in.
Thank you.
That was just
delightful. We love you, Occidental.
All right.
Oh, we can talk about the Fool's Parade.
Oh, the Fool's Day Parade. Please, just yes.
Yeah.
I want to, you know, Kate, apart from just being an incredible musician and singer, she also started the Occidental Fool's Day Parade.
I did. Silly me.
It's your fault.
Yeah, it's all my fault. Well, actually, it's not all my fault. It's really all Ramon Sender's fault. He started it way back in the 70s. But then I had no idea because it kind of, it was originally Occidental Silly Day. A lot of people who have been in Occidental for a long time already know this. And then it died away, and many, many years later, I came up with this idea, thinking that it was an original idea, and chose the fool because the fool in literature is usually the wise one,
right,
or frequently, and seemed
the
like...
tells the truth to the...
Yeah,
universe.
The truth speaker, the you know, the touchstone, the advisor to the king, the advisor, you know, the fool is very often not a fool at all.
Right.
And that seemed kind of an appropriate image for Occidental. Plus, it was coming off of just everyone I knew had a horrible, horrible winter. And it's like, you know what? We can't wait till Health and Harmony Festival. We need something now. And so I threw the Fool's Parade together. And now the Occidental Center for the Arts has stepped up, and they're going to help produce it this year. But I'm still the group entry coordinator, which is a very dry title, but basically means I inspire people to do mass silliness. So if you and your friends out there want to come and be silly at the Fool's Parade and have or want to brainstorm an idea of what you could do as a group, please call me. My number is 869-9883, and I will be happy to help you figure out some goofy group entry.
Yeah, that's on Saturday, April the 3rd. The parade starts at 1 p.m., I believe.
Exactly, yes. April 3rd, 1 p.m. We usually gather at the community center between 12 and 12:30 so that I can see who's there and line people up. And we march down Main Street. And this time we're going to go all the way back down to the Occidental Center for the Arts. It's coordinating with their grand opening, and they're going to have some events down there. So it's going to be great fun once again.
Yes, something not to be missed.
Dust off your fool's hat and, screw in your funny bone and I don't know.
Yeah.
Come play.
Come do it. Oh, and let people know where you can get your music as well.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that while he was...
Yes.
KatePrice.com, that's easy. Or you can I do have digital distribution at iTunes and at MagnaTunes, and also CD Baby and Amazon. So I'm out there, I'm available, but I'm also just up the road. So
that's right.
Yeah, KatePrice.com.
Available for weddings and bar mitzvahs.
yeah, sure. I even know some appropriate music for weddings.
Oh, excellent. Thank you, Kate. Well, let's just play one of her tracks off of her Songs from the Witch's Wood, and let's play Twa Corbis.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, folks. That was Kate Price and Twa Corbis off of Songs from the Witch's Wood. And that was, let's see, that was actually recorded at Studio E in Sebastopol in January 2009. So go get Kate's CDs. Support your local musicians and your local businesses. See you all.